The Santa rally, well, that's stalled a bit today. And why? We'll share. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 28th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today, everybody. In other business news, this beloved retail giant is back, but will it last? A payday loan company is in some serious hot water. Apple seems to be in the giving mode these days, big time. Gas Buddy is saying gas prices will get close to $4 a gallon, but we're not buying it. Speaking of getting around, EV maker Rivian made an announcement today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, if you don't have to fly someplace, consider yourself lucky. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us on this ride again today. And by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that all day, all night. We're there at IOB_NewsHour. Well, we take some time off. Well, the Santa rally stalled out today as traders on Wall Street took another serious look at what's happening with the Omicron variant. Cases are surging in Europe and here in the U.S., and all of that does not bode well. While unvaccinated people remain the greatest threat, we're starting to see more children being admitted to hospitals, and those sporting events have been moved and or canceled. Add to that the confusion over the latest CDC guidelines recommending a 5-day quarantine versus 10 days, and concern is mounting. I'll share the numbers from Wall Street with you in just a bit. You know, over the past couple of years, we've seen lots of retail giants go away. But one, however, is coming back. The big question is, will it last? Cheapism is reporting that Toys R Us is making a second attempt to come back from the dead. This iconic toy store broke the hearts of young and old alike when it liquidated in early 2018. The next year, it announced a comeback attempt and opened two smaller format stores in Texas and New Jersey, but they closed after not quite a year and a half in business. Well, will this time be the charm? The brand has opened a 20,000-square-foot global flagship store, complete with an ice cream parlor and a two-story slide at New Jersey's American Dream Mall. The megastore, complete with Jeffrey the Giraffe, recently welcomed parents for panicked last-minute shopping, and more than a little nostalgia, too, from some of the original Toys R Us kids. Now, if you can't make it to New Jersey, Toys R Us merchandise will also be making its way into hundreds of Macy's stores over the next year. Two words, stay tuned. A payday loan company is in hot water with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We're going to tell you why. Newsweek is reporting that Miami-based Sky Group USA, which is run by Efren Bentecourt Jr., allegedly gained around 500 investors based on the promise of high interest returns on their investments. However, the SEC claimed that Bentecourt spent some of the $66 million he raised to fund a lavish lifestyle and not towards the business. Furthermore, the SEC accused Bentecourt of allegedly paying out at least $19 million he acquired from a Ponzi scheme to keep some investors inside the company. The SEC alleged that this scheme lasted from January of 2016 to March of last year. According to the SEC, when the COVID pandemic took hold, Sky Group USA reportedly saw many borrowers default on their payday loans, which caused a major cash flow issue for the company, and it was not able to make its payments to its investors. The SEC lawsuit seeks permanent injunctions and financial penalties against Bentecourt and Sky Group. Remember, if the deal looks to be too sweet, it's often wise to simply walk away. Tis the season for giving, and it seems that Apple is taking that to a new level. Bloomberg is reporting that Apple is giving some of its engineers massive bonuses as incentives to stay at the tech giant and not flee to competitors like Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Sources told Bloomberg that most of the surprise stock bonuses are valued between $80,000 and $120,000, with some also receiving $50,000 and $180,000. The bonuses issued to high-performing engineers vest over the course of 4 years in order to incentivize employers to remain at Apple. Tech giants have long vied for top talent within Silicon Valley, with the likes of Meta, Google, and Apple and others fighting tooth and nail for the brightest minds in the industry. These companies have famously established all kinds of perks like snack bars, in-house masseuses, and all in an effort to retain talent. Perks that, by the way, have been disappearing during the pandemic and its office shutdowns. So what better perk is there other than money, right? So how's your bonus looking? Over the past several weeks, we've seen gas prices at the pump fall. The current national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.28 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.39 a gallon. Today, in our neck of the woods, gas prices are running at $2.98 a gallon. Now, the reason prices have been falling is the uncertainty over the pandemic. If more folks get ill and if things start to shut down, usage will drop, and that means lower prices. However, today, according to CNN, Gas Buddy is predicting that gas will hit a national average of $3.79 a gallon in May before dropping back down. While we don't give advice on the NewsHour, we're not buying it. Unless the pandemic is completely gone by early spring, and we're betting it's not, prices at the pump should remain fairly level. One of the concerns is that as the Omicron continues to pick up steam, folks will start to stay put, and that supply and demand formula starts to kick in. Meanwhile, I'm looking at a photo right now taken at a local gas station 10 years ago. The price for regular then, $3.27 a gallon. Don't panic just yet. Speaking of fuel, electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian made news today. Reuters is reporting the company has said it will delay deliveries of its electric pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles with big battery packs to 2023. The majority of Rivian's roughly 71,000 pre-orders for its R1T pickup truck and R1S SUV in the U.S. and Canada were for a version of the vehicles with a small battery pack that provides about 314 miles of range on one charge. On the news, well, it wasn't so good for Rivian's stock. Shares closed down 3.9% at $102.87 a share. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street closed mixed today, with the Dow gaining 95 points to close at 36,398, while both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 fell. The NASDAQ was off by 89 points to end the trade at 15,781, and the S&P 500 fell by 4 points to 4786. The markets continue to look for direction in the face of the new Omicron variant that is looming in the foreground. COVID drug makers traded lower today, as did chip stocks that had rallied just yesterday. The Case-Shiller data on housing was out today, and the price of homes continues to rise, with Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami registering the biggest home price increases. And oil, it was back up above $76 a barrel, but overall energy stocks faltered on the day. And finally, there is this. If you are not traveling by air, consider yourself lucky. Major airlines continue to cancel flights around the world as a surge in Omicron cases creates chaos for holiday travelers. More than 2,900 flights were canceled today, including more than 1,100 here in the United States, all that data from FlightAware. Add those to the more than 2,800 that were canceled on Monday and the 6,000-plus flights canceled over the weekend, and it's a mess. Now, some cancellations were due to weather and maintenance, but an increase in crew sick calls due to Omicron also contributed significantly. The changes come at one of the busiest times of the year for travel, with recent disruptions adding to uncertainty for airlines. Meanwhile, the White House is lifting a ban on flights to the U.S. from southern African countries, where the Omicron variant was first reported. Well, that's a wrap on today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Jap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.